Hey guys, welcome to the NetFit Run Club. This is your coach, Sarah Wall, and we are here together for 15 minutes of netball, and it's in the form of interval training. We are up to week two of our Couch to Court Challenge. I'm so proud of you all for showing up for week two. Just get into a light, easy jog as I explain today's session. It is going to be in blocks of 60 seconds, 30 seconds, and 15 second efforts. Don't worry, I'll explain it. I'll be running beside you as we're going, so you don't need to think. What I want you to think about though is the gears that I call and that you are using today. If you want to use gear one as your recovery and that's a walk, that's okay, but recovery could also be a jog and a shuffle. So we're going to really hit into gear three today for some of those really strong 15 second efforts. All right, so as we feel warm, so make sure you warm up at your own pace, we're going to start to go for our first 60 second block very soon. All right, so make sure you're dropping your shoulders and getting really comfortable. As we take off, we are just going to hit into our gear two with me today. So 3, 2, 1. Okay, so setting out for this first 60 seconds, I want you guys just to feel this stride. I know it's at the start of the run, but just get comfortable in gear two. So it's not your recovery, it is just pushing through. All right, well done. I want you guys to just start your intention of today's workout and just think about why you showed up today. That's all you need to do for this first minute. Just think about, you put your shoes on, you're feeling really proud of yourself, and why are you doing it? Great job, guys. Keep pushing now. We've only got 20 more seconds here. We're going to drop back for 60 seconds of a really easy jog after this. So I want you to push now for another 10 seconds. Here we go. Striding it out. It's just a minute down. So well done. Keep it up. And cruising now in 3, 2, 1. Okay, this is your recovery. Awesome work. Great start. As you go through this 60 seconds, I want you guys to really think about who you're training for today. You're thinking about the year ahead. Is it your training for your team, or is it just a personal challenge you're doing today? One of the tricks I always used is running beside an opponent that I probably always needed to work hard to beat. So that could be what your motivation is today. Awesome, so now we're going to hit a 30 second sprint in 3, 2, 1, let's go. So high gear two, let's drive as fast as you can. Great job, push now, we're up to 10 seconds. Pumping those arms, sucking that air in. You have 10 seconds to go here for this first sprint. You've got this, come on guys. I want you to think about your teammates. I want you to think about why you showed up. We've got 3, 2, 1, and hold there. Great job, you've got 30 seconds recovery, great job. So with this 30 seconds, I just want you to drop back into that first gear. Suck in the air, you should be really feeling it right now. Your heart rate should be really pumping. When I call go, it's going to be a 15 second sprint, and then you just get 15 seconds recovery after that. So keep up the great work. You've got 10 more seconds rest. 3, 2, 1, 15 second sprint, let's go. Come on, push now. Great job. 10 more seconds here, let's go. This is like an explosive lead on the court. This is gonna be putting you ahead of any opposition. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, and rest. Okay, 15 seconds rest, and we're going into our 60 second stride. All right, this is one of the challenging parts to a quick recovery. People always say when you get fit, your recovery actually gets quicker too. So you get to suck in the air quicker. 3, 2, 1, let's go. 60 seconds here. Now I want you to stride this out, remembering you've got a minute rest after this. So let's go, 60 seconds pushing now. Great job, guys. Well done, now you're just maintaining that stride. Look up. I know some of you guys might be looking down when you're running. Train yourself to keep your eyes up into a distance. Sometimes what I do is I pick somewhere that I think that the 60 seconds will end, so I really try and give myself a visual of how far I've got to run on this sprint. This is what interval training does. It trains you to recover quicker and it trains you to be stronger with your efforts. All right, great job. You've got 20 more seconds on this stride. So you're still in gear two, but you're definitely not jogging at this point. Keep going. Great job. All right, 10 more seconds here. You've got this. Keep pushing it out. Awesome work. And resting. Okay, great job. You have 60 seconds rest. That is a really great effort. Well done. I'm really, really proud of you guys. You have done yourself proud with this effort. Now, making sure that you're dropping your shoulders, sucking that air in, but you're just cruising at the moment. If you need to walk, that's okay, because a 60-second sprint is pretty hard. It's pretty heavy, but I know you guys are going to really benefit from this sort of training. Great job. So you're up to 30 more seconds of a recovery jog, and then we're going into our 30-second sprint. Okay, so in this little time, this next 20 seconds, I want you to think about the style of coaching that you like to receive. And if you're not receiving that style, what are you going to do? How are you going to navigate your season this year? A big thing I want you to think about is your communication. All right, we're going to start in 3, 2, 1. Now let's stride this out. I really want you to push now for the next 30 seconds. All right, the theme of today is being open to different styles of leadership. Okay, keep pushing now. You've got 20 more seconds. Driving in gear two at the moment. I want you to know that all coaches aren't perfect. We're not perfect as athletes. And if you want what you want out of your season, you really have to navigate it yourself. So if you're not getting what you need from your coach, this is where communication is key. All right, keep pushing in 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. Great job. Well done. Okay, so we're cruising now for 30 seconds. You get a total break. Make sure you tick your legs over. And this is just a quick little drop of words of wisdom, but it just really helped me throughout my netball. I feel like I've met a lot of people that give the game away because they didn't have a coach that believed in them, or they didn't get what they wanted out of the season. But I just think if you can get in the mindset of taking your season into your own hands, it's going to really help you and prolong you in the game we all love. All right, we're getting started for a 15-second sprint in 3, 2, 1. Let's go as hard as you can. Come on, really, really push. I want you guys to really, really think about today why you're doing this. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. 3, 2, rest. Great job. Well done. Okay, 15 seconds recovery. Awesome work. All right, we're going back to the 60 seconds in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. This is your 60 seconds hard. Let's push as hard as you can. All right, let's go, go, go. You're at the 10 second mark. You've got 10 seconds down. Okay, as you're working through this stride, make your mind take you to your season right now. You are here, you're showing up for NetFit because I guess you play netball or you have a passion for netball. But your physical side of the game is not everything you need. You need this mental side of your game to help you perform, to help you help others, to help you get where you want to go with the game, whether it be through coaching or as an athlete. Okay, keep going, guys. You've got 20 more seconds on this really strong drive. Remember, you get that 60 second break after this. Keep going. You've got 10, 9, come on, push it out. Keep going. That's it. 5 seconds to go to the finish line. 3, 2, and resting. You're done. That is that 60 seconds down. So you know what? You get to cruise for 60 seconds. Great job. I just want you to spend this next 60 seconds, eyes up, blocking out the world around you, and internally thinking about your season ahead. All right, we've got 5, 4, 3, two, okay, let's go. This is your 30-second sprint. I want you to push really, really hard here now. I want you to think about that you're just in this last quarter. So we're at the 10-minute mark. We really only have 5 minutes of this whole run to go. Keep pushing now. You're halfway through this sprint. You've got another 15 seconds to go. So proud of you guys. Let's really push now. Driving, driving, driving. Remember, we're still in our gear two. Keep going, keep going. We're at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great job. So you have 30 more seconds of recovery here. This is at your gear one pace. Great job. So good, you're nailing it today. You should be so proud of yourself that you're showing up and you're doing this. Dropping your shoulders, big deep breath. We're going in 5 seconds for our 15 second sprint. 3, 2, 1. Let's go, come on, 15 seconds. Give it everything you've got. Come on, I want you to hit gear three now for the last 5. Come on, push. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. Okay, you're cruising now. Cruise with me. Awesome for the next 15 seconds. Because we're gonna hit our stride for 60 seconds. We have our final efforts here, so I want this 60 seconds to be almost in gear three. And that's as best that you've got because you've got a whole minute off. Starting in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Okay, 60 seconds of max effort. I want you to look ahead. I want you to pump your arms. I want you to think how much you are taking control of your season. I don't know if you've done this before or you've ever trained this hard before, but you're never going to play as well as you are preparing your body for because you are here today doing this. I'm so proud of you. Come on, we're halfway through this sprint. You're at 30 second mark. All right, come on, let's go. We're nearly there. Keep pushing it out. Great job. Well done, you're nearly there. I just feel like I know the pain you're going through right now. I know you're getting tight. I know everything is probably telling you to stop, but this is where you keep pushing. This is where your body gains fitness. You have 10, 9, come on, 8, 7. Okay, dig deep, drop your shoulders, breathe through your nose. A few questions this week is how do you breathe? 3, 2, 1. Okay, and if you need to walk, you can. Great job. That was epic. That was a huge effort. If you need to walk, please do. But if you can shuffle, that's what you need to do. Now, in this phase, we are wondering how you're ever going to do the remaining efforts. I just want you to think about your breath. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Now, you could be the fittest person. When I did this in my peak of preseason, I was tired right now. So whatever level you're at, it is completely normal to feel like this. Okay, 30 more seconds, you are in this space. Now, with this 30 seconds, you have to know you have 2 efforts of the whole day to go. You've got a 30 second effort, and you've got a 15 second effort, and we are at our 3-year level. All right, so we're getting started really, really soon in 10 seconds. I know that minute probably didn't feel like a minute, but you are now in the zone of excellence. So we're gonna go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and push. Okay, let's go, 30 seconds now. The intention of today is taking ownership of your season. Things aren't going your way, it is in your control as much as you can. So your fitness today is in your control, your efforts are in your control, you've got 15 seconds to go. Let's go, keep pushing now. In gear three, in gear three. This is up to you how hard you wanna push. Let's go. Your breath, let's keep pushing now. Awesome, great job. 3, 2, and rest. Well done. Okay, you've got your 30 seconds of recovery. You have absolutely nailed it, well done. All right, now you know there is 1 effort to go and it is 15 seconds, well done. With this 15 seconds, all I want you to think about is it is the last quarter, it is the grand final, and when you don't think you've got anything else to give, this is where you just find something. All right, we're getting started in 5, 4, 3, 2, sprinting. Come on, 15 seconds, that is all you've got. Keep going, keep driving, playing your role in this team. Beating your opponent is all you have to do to help the team, nothing else. Don't think about or worry about anything else. Keep driving, keep driving. You've got this, come on. Digging deep, 3, 2, and rest. Well done. Okay. and I still want you jogging as much as you can, but if you do need to walk, this is 15 seconds of your recovery. Well done. We are there. Okay, we have a minute left, and then that's when you know that you've played your 15 minutes. So if you could just tick your feet along or walk, if you feel like stopping right now, just tell yourself you have a minute or the quarter to go. Try and avoid as best as you can. Do not put your hands on your hips. You can pop them above your head, but you can just make sure that this is where you know you have completed all the effort, so you can take a nice, easy jog to finish. Well done today, guys. If you want to repeat this whole quarter again, that would be playing a half of netball. And you guys know the drill. If you do that another 3 or 4 times, you've played a full game. I think the intention that I hope you take away from this is, if you've showed up today, you should be so proud of yourself. And when you show up for your netball season, make sure you take that confidence with you. Confidence to have healthy communication with your coaches. Always see things from other people's sides can be really helpful. So just make sure you are looking after yourself within your own netball community this year. Having these healthy conversations and seeing things from both sides is so important. I also just think a lot of things can be solved if we just have a healthy conversation with our coaches or our teammates. As netfitters, we have a responsibility to make this sport, I call it healthy netball, and that is making sure we're looking after each other. So I hope you guys enjoy another quarter. For those that are pulling up, I hope you guys enjoy your recovery and feel super proud that you've showed up today. See you, netfitters.